This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The special U.S. House committee investigating the January 6, 2020 attack on the U.S. Capitol heard testimony Monday about former U.S. President Donald Trump's false claims of voter fraud, which he blamed for his loss to Joe Biden in the November 2020 presidential election. The panel says the former president's falsehoods about the election provoked a mob of his supporters to attack the Capitol. As the hearings on the Capitol riot played out for the public, a key viewer sits inside the Justice Department. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I am watching.
Lawmakers have indicated perhaps the most important audience member is Attorney General Merrick Garland, who would decide whether the department can and should prosecute Donald Trump.
The January 6th prosecutors are watching all the hearings as well.
While committee members say they have enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider an unprecedented indictment against the former president, Garland's giving no details about the probe, except to say whomever needs to be held accountable will be.
Regardless of their level, their position, and regardless of whether they were present at the events of January 6th.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wall Street entered into a so-called bear market Monday due to fears about a fragile economy and stubbornly high inflation. The S&P 500 sank 3.9% Monday, falling more than 20% below the record high it set in January. Ed Moya, a financial markets analyst for foreign exchange company Oanda, says Wall Street jitters won't subside anytime soon.
After the summer, we'll have a better assessment on the strength of the consumer and exactly how some of the whether or not we are seeing the peak of inflation. And that will be when we'll be able to have a better assessment on when that could happen. But right now, you're seeing markets dramatically shift their expectations on when and how long this next recession will be.
This is VOA News.